好吧。嗯，二弟弟，啊，麻瓜，from the very beginning, Om Namo Bhagavate Janmadushya,
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya,
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
जन्मादि अस्य जता अन्यात् इतरतः चाक्षुषु अभिज्ञा सदात् तेनहि ब्रह्मा विदा या आदि कवये मयंति जात सूरया तीरो वारी मिराम जथा विनिमयो जत्रा त्री सर्गो मृषा धामना सीना सदा निरस्ता कुहकम चक्यम परम हीमई लेंगर अच्छा लेंगर प्रैक्ट जर्मादी अस्य जतो अन्नया इतरतः काचिषु अभिज्ञा सरा तेने ब्रह्मा विदा या आदि तवये मुहंति या सूरय तेज बारी मृदाम यथा विनिमयो यत्र सर्गो मृषा धाम्ना तेना सदा निरस्या कुहकम सत्यम परम धीमहि This word Avijna or Avijna, both ways you can pronounce. So it is easier for you as it is spelling Avijna or Avijna as you like. Yes. Tere Brahma Vidya Yad Adi Tavaye Vanyante Yad Suraya Deja Bari Mrida Yata Vinimayo Yatra Sri Sargo Amisha Namna Sena Sada Nirasya Kuhakam Satyam Param Dhimari. Thank you. Krishna and Maha. Yes. करंदर को जनमाली अच्छा जतो
चाहू
अविष्णा करा जतो अन्नयाद तदपश्चाति सविज्ञस्तरा तीनि ब्रह्मविराज आदि कवये मुह्यन्ति चक्षुरय तेज बारी निधान जथा विनिमयो जत्तति जगो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरक्त कुहकं तत्तं परं धीमहि ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जन्मादस्य जतोन्नयाति तदपश्चाति सरिगस्वराट् तीनि ब्रह्मविदाजयादि कवये मह्यन्ति जस्फूरय तेज बारी मिदान जथा विनिमयो जत्तति सद्गम मृषा धाम्ना सीन सदा निरक्त कुहतं सत्यं परं धीमहि So, if you chant this mantra at least one in one day, your life will be glorious. This mantra, Bhagavat mantra, not only Bhagavat, every Vedic literature is a mantra. Transcendental song. So, practice. Resounding this mantra. So we have taken so much labor to put in diacritic mark all the words, word meaning. Utilize it. I don't think that these books are only for sale. If you go to sell these books and some customer says you pronounce it, then what will you do? But then you'll understand that you are for selling, not for understanding. What do you think? So therefore it is necessary now. We have got 9 books. Each and every slope, but should be pronounced. Therefore, we have given this original verse in Sanskrit. It's a transliteration with diacritic mark. These marks are universally accepted among the scholars. So, all the scholars on Sanskrit, they agree to use this mark for pronouncing Sanskrit language. Sanskrit language is very important, honored all over the world, especially in Germany. They are very much fond of the Sanskrit. There are many German scholars who can speak in Sanskrit language for hours. They are so serious students of Sanskrit. One of my godbrothers is now in Sweden. He used to speak that when one Indian student used to come to our country from London, in British days, Indians would go to London and he would take a degree there and he would become a big man. That was the system. So while coming back home, naturally, they used to visit other European countries. So in Germany, they used to test the Indian student how far he knew about his own culture. So this, my godbrother, his name was Arun Surye, now he's Sadananda Swami. So he said that as soon as he saw that the student did not know anything of his Indian culture, immediately rejected it. That is useless. So he, those who are Indians, especially present in this meeting, that if you want to glorify your country, then you present this Vedic literature. You cannot excel the Western countries by so-called technological norms. That is not possible. They are far advanced. 100 years advanced. Whatever machine you may discover, that machine was discovered 100 years ago in Western countries. So you cannot anything. So if you want India to glorify your country, then present this Vedic culture, heart and soul. Just like I am trying to do it. Now how people are accepting it? There is substance. Before me, so many Swamis came in this country, they could not present the real thing. They wanted some money and went. Our Krishna consciousness movement is not that. We want to give something to the Western countries. That is our purpose. Not we have come to beg, we have to give him something. That is my mission. They come here to beg, give me rice, give me dal, give me peace, give me money. But I have come here to give something of Indian culture. That is the difference. So, you, European American student, you take full advantage of this Vedic culture. And therefore so much laboring hard that before my leaving this body, I may give you some books you can enjoy. Utilize. Read every slope nicely. Try to understand the meaning. Discuss amongst yourself. Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. That is your mission. Nasta Prayesu Abhadreshu. Nittam Bhagavata Sevaya. Abhadra. We have got so many dirty things within our heart. So these dirty things can be cleansed simply by Krishna consciousness. There is no other method. Sinnatam sakrata Krishna punna savana kitana ridyantyasya vadrani vidhunati suhishtatam. Nastaprayesu avadresu nittanga bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati puttamatsrope bhakti bhavati nirti. This is the path. Sunnatam sakatha Krishna. Krishna is within your heart. Krishna is trying to help you from within and from without. From without, he is presenting his form in this temple. You can take the advantage of serving him. He is sending his representative, spiritual master, to speak you directly about Krishna. And he is ready to help you from within as Paramatma. Krishna is so kind. He wants that you are all suffering in this material existence. Krishna comes as he is, and he canvasses. Sarva-dharmān parityajya-māmekam saraṇam bhaja. So, bhāgavata-sevaya. Nittana bhāgavata-sevaya. Cleansing the heart. Cheta dapana marjanam. This is the process. We are part and parcel of God, Krishna. So, we are pure. We have become impure on account of material contaminants. So, we have to purify us. And the process is to hear about Krishna. That's all. Sinnatam sakata Krishna punna savana kitana ridyantasya avadrani vidhunati sri satam. This temple, this Islam centers are open just to give everyone the chance of hearing about Krishna so that his dirty heart may be cleansed. This is the purpose. We have no other purpose. We are not opening these centers for some material benefit. No. We want to give to the whole world the spiritual enlightenment. Without faith they are suffering. And this human form of body is especially meant for this purpose, to understand our spiritual position. Janmabdhasa yataha. That is the first Vedanta Sutra. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra philosophy was expounded by that Mahamuni. And thinking that in future so many fools and rascals will misuse the Vedanta Sutra a so-called Vedantist and send all people to hell. Therefore, he personally wrote this commentary on Vedanta Sutra, this Srimad Bhagavata. Bhāsyaṁ Brahma Sutrānāṁ Vedārtha Parijinghitam. This is Bhāsya. Bhāsya means commentary. Therefore, it begins from the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra. Janmādrasya-jataha athāta brahma-jijyāsa jīva-satattva-jijyāsa jīva-satattva-jijyāsa jīva. Those who are conditioned souls, their only business is to inquire about self-realization. The piling of woods and stone is not advanced civilization. My Guru Maharaj used to say, Tatpatparer Mistri. It was simply engaged how to have a skyscraper building. Then he become craftsman only, how to handle woods and stones, that's all. So much as. But what will he do with these woods and stones? He was pretty sure. Woods and stones will not give you any pleasure. That is not for. You are not wood and stone. You are spirit soul. You must have spiritual food. Therefore, in America especially, despite all material opulences, there you are becoming confused and frustrated and disappointed. Because wood and stone will not satisfy. You must have spiritual food. That is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you. Thank you.